Let's put a pause on everything we're doing. I want to go really quick into God's word today because we want to pray for every single person here today. I believe woke up this morning and all the Christmas partying had taken its toll on me. I don't know, you know how you get up and you're thinking and I'm going, why am I preaching today? Couldn't have just rang up Victor. I'm just going, oh God, I'm tired, I need a day off. And then, am I the only one here? Yeah. Come on, how many of you get up Sunday morning and you go, I wish it was Saturday? How many wake up Monday and go, I wish it was Sunday? Oh, I do that. No, I don't do that, no. But if you understand the season you are in, then you get to receive everything that's in the season. If you're in a season of grace and you don't know it and you're working to get it, you nullify the season that you're in. And what we want to do today is, last week was a Christmas message, but it wasn't a Christmas message. It was always a church message. It was a message about what Jesus does. Go on, why don't we stand and we're going to pray, because if you get this, I promise you, if you get this, your thinking will be transformed. So Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I just come to you right now in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I capture every thought, I capture every imagination, everything that lifts itself up against the knowledge and the favor and the grace of God, I bind right now and I command it to go in Jesus' name. Right now, okay, everybody just look at me. Sylva mentioned this. Sometimes when you hear the word of God, there's a thing called the conscience. But here's something that's great. The Bible says even if your conscience condemns you, he's greater than your conscience. So as I am going to be speaking, as the prophetic word starts to go out to you, one of the enemies comes in and he talks about your conscience. And he goes, but look what you've done, look what you've done, and you've done it. But the Bible says that doesn't nullify what God wants to do in your life. So as I am speaking, as we're going to be worshiping, even you get to the point where you feel like, man, oh my, your conscience is saying, you can't have that, this is what you do. The blood of Jesus is greater than my conscience. My conscience cannot stop the flow of blessing that God wants to put into my life. It's worthwhile just coming for that. Come on, you may be seated. I just really felt that as Pastor Sylvie was mentioning that, God just said to me, so anytime there's a promise of God that gets given you and you feel like you can't have it, and it's look what you've done, look what you've done, look what you've done, you always point back to the cross. Now, we're talking about seasons. You understand the natural seasons in life is dictated to you by our spending. So if you want to know the season we're in, you go to the shops. You know when it's Easter is because there are eggs everywhere. You know when it's Valentine's Day, when you've got all this. So you get these seasons, and the seasons prepare you for what's happening next. So you could, you know, saying there's a season of summer, you get to the point where you start preparing yourself for the winter. When you start to prepare for yourself for the winter, you stop enjoying the season of summer. So what happens is this, is when it's fully summer, you're thinking summer, you're planning summer, you're doing everything for summer, and then all of a sudden, there are signs that come up, and they go, oh, now it's going to be autumn. So prepare yourself. But here's the thing, in the spirit realm, is not governed by time. When Moses led the children of Israel out of Egypt, he said, because of the blood of the Lamb, this is the beginning of a new season for you. Now, interesting this, when God puts seasons out, he's the only one that activates a season, and he's the only one that deactivates a season. I am not saying that during a certain season nothing goes wrong, but even when you're in a dark time, you're still planning as you're in the light, because it's not a season. looking at me. It's like this, right? All of a sudden you have a financial shortage. So what do? You start withdrawing, you start doing this, you start, we can't afford this, we can't afford that. I got to stop thinking about a holiday. I got to stop thinking about a car. I got to stop thinking about being a blessing. I got to stop thinking about missions. I got to stop thinking about that. Why? Because of that. Here's the thing is when you're going through a hard season is understanding that there is not a season. It has a beginning and it has an end. So my thinking is always summer while I could be in the middle of a winter. You'll get there. Now watch this, watch this. Jesus comes in and he sits down because every week on our Sabbath, which was a Saturday, Jesus went into the temple. Wow. When Jesus told us, the whole church, don't forsake yourself in gathering together. Because wherever people come together, the word starts to come alive. So when people go, all we want is church attendance. It's not that. It's what happens is when people come together, the word comes alive. So they come, they're in a meeting, and somebody's got to read the scripture. Because when we come together, it has to be about the word. And the word is always about Jesus. So Jesus comes in and he goes and he picks up the scroll. Now here's something interesting so you understand a little bit of Jewish culture. You never go into a Jewish culture on a Sabbath thinking, what are we going to read? What they had was that every Sabbath a certain portion of the scripture is read. Today, if you were in a synagogue or yesterday, you'd be reading all the way from Exodus 1 to Exodus 6. That would be reading that. That's the portion of scripture. And he comes in and he says, understand, this is the word for now. And he starts off like this. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and he has anointed me to be hope for the poor, freedom for the brokenhearted, the new eyes for the blind, and to preach to prisoners, you are set free. I have come to share the message of Jubilee, for the time of God's great acceptance has begun. Now, one of the sad things that if you're reading another translation, it says to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord. That's a Greek translation. The Hebrew translation, it was meant to say this, to proclaim the message, not a time factor. So what happens with us, if you've been in church long enough, when things are going good, you'll always get somebody come up, it'll change. You're feeling really good now, it'll change. You just bought a house now, interest rates will rise. See, in the thinking, when you take something outside of God's season, every good thing has an end. And you've got good, bad, and all that. So we think about the normal seasons. You've got summer, then you've got to prepare for autumn. Then you're in autumn, you go through a winter. Then you go back to a spring and then a summer. So you live in stop, start, stop, start, stop, start, stop, start. But in God's kingdom, when Jesus came up and he said this is the acceptable time. He was saying, this is the acceptable message that is started. Now, I didn't put it on here, but in verse 23 says, the scripture came true today in front of you. So when Jesus said this, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, he introduced a brand new season in the globe that has kept on going and going and going. This season has had many blockages. This season has had many enemies. But the season always overcomes what's against you. So you might be in a season that you're going through a tough stage, but it's not a season as the Word of God says. My season, it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. If the Spirit of the Lord is upon him, then the same Spirit is upon you. And he says, and he has anointed me to be the hope. Now understand something. When God starts to talk about the kingdom, you have to get rid of your Oxford dictionary. You cannot interpret the Bible using a dictionary that plays on words, because it's spiritual. When you bring God to an academic level, you remove the spirit behind it, and it becomes just words. So if I try to analyze God, the word there, hope, it's not like I hope things will turn out. The word there, hope, is I am going to live in what I have read. See, the word hope is not just to get you feel good. The word there, hope, it says, I've given you something. You cannot have hope without a promise. You cannot have a hope without a promise. And what hope says, hope looks at a promise and goes, it is mine. It's got my name on it. I am going to take it. So what we are in a season, and this is what we're going to anoint you for, is we're in a season of moving forward. We're in a season of prosperity. We're in a season of gaining and not losing. When Paul had his, when he was going to Rome, he had a shipwreck. But here's the kind of thing. He was in a season. God said, your season is to go to Rome. He has a crash, but he goes, it's okay, because the season hasn't changed. Just because something negative happens, you cannot diffuse the season. You can resist the season. That's why the Bible says, let the weak say, I am strong, because I am in a season of strength, but I might feel weak. So either you are proclaiming the season that God is in or the situation that you are in. You're in a season of grace and you feel like you've got to work for it. So what we have here, watch this. For hope, freedom for the brokenhearted, the eyes of the blind. Now, understand something. If you look up the word eyes in the dictionary, it goes to see. The Bible never always just talks about normal eyes. It says eyes to see. There's nothing worse than having eyes that cannot see. Let me give it to you in another version. It is awful to read something and not have the revelation of what you've just read. It is so sad when I hear this. I don't get anything out of my Bible. It's the greatest book for insomnia. Man, I haven't slept for days. How did you get to sleep? Well, I got the Bible. Seriously, what did you get? I didn't get past in the... Come on. When I hear that, right, my first thought is, he goes, how is it that you are not living in revelation? That's why children in our children's church get healed and blessed and delivered, set free, because their spirit isn't a baby spirit, it's a real spirit. So when we start talking about this, this is what, when God says, this is the season is favor, the season is I'm going to open your eyes. For 2019, you need to see the word in the light of revelation. And when you see the word in the light of revelation, you see the season what's coming against you in this season. When I do not have a revelation of the word, I do not understand what I am fighting. We wrestle not against what? The only reason you wrestle with flesh and blood in the situation that you are in is because you don't understand the season you are in. We're in a season that I am not fighting you. I am not fighting the government. I'm not fighting any of those. I don't have to go out on the street and... You good? So when we start talking about the seasons of doing... When God says... The time has come. My message, and it hasn't got an end. So I am no longer planning that in 12 months' time, I'm going to have to change stuff in so many times. So therefore, I do my dreaming in the season I am in. I do my believing in the season I am in. I do my singing in the season I am in. I do my hoping in the season that I am in. So you could be in the middle of summer, but your thoughts are on winter. We got to save. We got to do this. I'm not against saving, but what we do is we go, there's a dark time coming, so I'm preparing. I am preparing. I am preparing. So you got to start where before you get your goals. For 2019, you need to see the season you're in. Because if you understand the season, you'll start to get revelation. You start to get revelation. God will say, I want you to believe for this. I want you to believe for this. I want you to believe for that. And when you understand this, you understand that you're in a season of grace. What does that mean? That means that I am in a season where I am living on His merits, not on my own. The season that Jesus introduced here was this. I've studied religions and I've stopped doing it because I found something that I wanted to know. Every religion I have studied is a merit-based system. In other words, it can be called karma. The check's in the mail. You've done something wrong, the check's in the mail. You've done something right, the check's in the mail. Every other religion says this. You will have what you have worked for. Everything you do will come back to you. You cannot have that because you have done this. You can't believe for that because you haven't had this education. You can't do that because you're not in the right suburb. You can't do... But God says this. You're entering a season where you live on my credit, not yours. See, religion says you haven't prayed enough, you haven't worked hard enough. So we dream according to how hard we can work. If I understand the season, I am in a season of grace. Now watch this. When you understand grace, sin has no more control over you. People say, how do I stop sinning? Get into grace. Grace doesn't show you how you can sin and have a clean conscience. You know what grace does? When you go in there, sin does I can't hang on to you. Because sin's activated by self-effort. Say something. Say, Ted, this is really good. See, sin is activated by self-effort. So anything that's got self-effort to it, I don't need God. I don't need God. I don't need God. I don't know. For me, this morning during our worship, I didn't have to work hard to get into the presence of God. I just rocked up. Tired. I walked up. Oh, I hope somebody comes to church. I'm here, and all I did was I entered in. But self-effort says, oh man, I got to lift up my hands, and your hands are trembling. But oh, if I put it down there, God's presence will not come. Come on up. You can worship with your hands down. See, when I understand the season I'm in, it's not about me, it's about Him. When I understand the season, in my season of winter, I am trying to survive, I am doing, but God says, you forget that the way you go through a hard time is understanding the season you are in. And when you understand my season, then you can move forward. Some of you still think you're in a season of trying to get saved. You are saved. Hello? Do you know what I believe? Let me just show you. I believe I get delivered every single day. I believe every time I think about Jesus, something leaves me. Every time I worship, something just leaves me. When I praise Jesus, every cell in my body is going, I have to change. I have to change for health. I might not be good, but I do it. Well, because I understand the season. I'm in a season of grace. I'm in a season where my body now comes under the lordship of Jesus Christ. You're very quiet for a New Year's Day. If you don't understand the season, God says, I want you to sow, but you're keeping it. I want you to be encouraging, but you're waiting for encouragement. See, when I understand the season, like I was telling you, I believe that every single day something in me is changing because the season hasn't changed. The Bible says that my transformation is day by day. I get new mercies. So something's moving and moving. So when I look back, I go, I used to be this yesterday, but today I'm much better. I look better today than I did yesterday. I looked in the mirror today and I go, wow, you are so hot. And then Sylvie got up, said, I have a word for you. You are hot. But when Jesus came and he goes, I want to announce to you a brand new season. It's a season of my favor. And he says this. Why would he say you need to rejoice in your weaknesses? Because in the season that Jesus introduced, every weakness gets flipped around for a strength. Let me just... We're going to be praying shortly. What are you weak at? For 2019, what are you really weak at? Prayer life. How often do you pray? I've learned how to spell the word. How often do you read? Oh, when Pastor Ted brutes it out on the front. You okay? See, sometimes the reason we try to get super spiritual is because we don't want to show anybody our weaknesses. And the reason we don't want to show anybody our weaknesses is Satan uses that so they don't become our strengths. Excuse me? See, the more you hide that I'm not a real, I don't know really how to worship Jesus. Well, I'm going to pretend. I'm going to like do a role play. What did they do in church? Oh, yeah, they're going to church. Hallelujah. I'm doing it. No. See, the thing is, when you're under the season that we are in right now, is that, God, I'm really weak at reading, but that becomes my strength. I'm terrible in economics, but that becomes my strength. I'm terrible at my job. Change jobs. See, when you understand that we are under... Now watch this. The reason we get, if you don't put yourself under this season, you put yourself under something else. When Paul said, and he was talking to people in Rome, and he says, you are not under sin. Now, everybody knew what he was talking about. When you went into a market, what you would see is a pole that was stretched out like that. And what would happen is that whatever was under the pole was for sale. So what would happen if you were a slave trader, you'd put a person under the pole. He was under, and then anybody could buy him. So if you were after somebody to work the field, you'd go, well, there's a strong-looking lad like Jesse. We'll pick him for that. Or if you're a woman and the guy is into the sex trade, he goes, we'll pick you. See, here's the issue. That's why we never judge. See, the problem, the weaknesses that you have is because you are under sin and a certain sin picked you. Why is it that some people, you give them... Okay, for me, I've never been tempted by drugs. I remember being in India. We were going through someplace, and there was this nice weeds. And they're looking, gee, they look really good. So I'm picking them, and I go, wow. And one of the guys goes to me, he goes, do you know what that is? I go, it's a nice-looking plant. And he goes, it's marijuana. And I'm thinking, boy, I'm glad I'm not on a plane with sniffer dogs. You know, but it never. Well, why is it? But then somebody else, as soon as they have the first bit of drugs, what happens to them? They get hooked on. So we go, oh, I'm stronger than them. See, this is, you're okay? I'm on a different level at the moment. Because, see, if you understand the season, I was under that season. Certain habits picked me. Certain habits, when We pick Ted for that. We pick Ted. Oh, gee, we need an angry person. Let's pick Ted. I used to have an anger problem. I tried everything. I spent thousands of self-help books. I bless Tony Robbins. He hasn't given me anything back yet. But I didn't wake up one day and go, hey, listen, I'm choosing that. But when I understood the season I'm in, I am no longer under the season where sin can pick me. I am under grace. And guess what picks me? When you put yourself under grace, favor picks you. Health picks you. Wealth picks you. Good things pick you. See, when I am under sin, every filth from the pit of hell picks me for this, picks me for this, picks me for that. But when I put myself under God's season of favor, of grace, of love, and forgiveness, every promise starts to run after me. Doesn't the Word of God say, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life? You know what he was, you know what Paul, what David was saying? I've entered a season that only ends when I go up to be with him. So I'd like the worship band to come up. This is just my intro. My messages are all intros. I don't think I've preached a message that wasn't an intro. But it works like this, church. Is if you understand that you are anointed in a season where you let God do the work. One of my heroes in faith is Smith Wigglesworth. He was called an apostle of faith, and he made this comment. He goes, when I work, I work. When I have faith, faith works. So 2019, how about you let your faith in Christ give you that promotion? How about in 2019, instead of you running after money, money starts to run after you? What about instead of you running after friends, friends come running after you? You might not even have any friends on your Facebook. I haven't got any on my Facebook because I haven't got Facebook. But if I had, I wouldn't be running, somebody tick me in, tick me in. You know, One of the words that Sylvia and I have had for 2019 is effortless growth. What does effortless growth mean? I've tried to manipulate. I've tried to set myself up. I've lied. I try to reposition myself by putting somebody else down. I've always been a self-promoter. You know what effortless grace means? God, I am in a season of favor. Whether I have that promotion or not doesn't change because I'm still favored. It comes into that, God, because I am in a season where you're going to look after me, I don't have to look after myself. So if I keep my eyes on you and not on me, things are going to start to change. When Jesus stood up and he started to read, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed. In other words, watch this. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and it is his ability that gives me the favor to enjoy all things. 2019, you can check your ability and put it away and pick his ability. In 2019, you need to relax at work. You're not trying to impress anybody but Jesus. I guarantee you, you want a promotion? Promote Jesus in your life. We're going to pray. I just feel like today is just all about being prophetic. But it's understanding this. You're not in a season of self-effort. I need you to relax. Here we go. We're not going to try to be an influential church. We already are. I'm not going to try to have a good marriage. I already have. I'm not going to try to have great kids. I already have. I don't have to try to get a great church. I already have one. when I enter this season, Jesus said at the end, today it was fulfilled. So if you want to go back to where Jesus was there, and he said, my season has begun. And now I want you to watch this carefully. I have studied the scripture, I have read the scripture, and not once did Jesus hint that be careful, the season could stop. Never once does Jesus say, enjoy it while you've got it. Never once that Jesus says, no, you know, hey, it's really good, but it's going to rain tomorrow. Yeah, it's really good, just bought a nice car. It'll break down, don't worry about it. Jesus never said this. You're starting off with unmerited favor. But the way you walk is unmerited favor. And I'm going to close on this because I'm really feeling this in God right now. Climbing up here is the grace zone. This is where things happen. And I come over here and I'm a sinner. And God says this to me. And I go, God, how do I get there? How do I go from over here? I am really trying hard. Over here, I'm setting my alarm clock. I'm drinking black coffee. I am trying to meditate. I'm putting on worship music. I'm really weird at work because people want to take me out. I go, no, I can't because I don't want to dirty myself. You're doing all this stuff, right? But then I come up to Jesus. Maybe Jesus. And I go, hey, Ted, come up, come up, come up, come up, come up, come up. Jesus, I'm really dirty. I can't find anything good in me. I have really tried. I've done it all, God. I've tried, but I can't. And then Jesus replies, Ted, the issue is this, is that I died for you, and all you got to do is believe to receive the fullness of the cross. I go, wow. So how do I do that? Just believe. Just believe. Oh, okay. I go, yeah, I can do this. I can do this. Yes, yes, yes. So I go, Jesus, I believe in you for salvation. And I come up. I go, wow, now that I'm saved, that I'm still problems and all of that. God, how do I take the next step? You know what Jesus would say, Ted? How did you take your first step? You believed. You believed and you took the merits of the cross to enter the kingdom. And here's the key. Church, Papa speaking now. The way you walked in is the way you walk in blessing. On the merits of somebody else. See, the Bible says, so that no one can boast. So when you meet people and they're enjoying something, if they're boasting, they're not under grace. You know how you can tell when somebody's under grace? He goes, how in the world did you get there? Jesus. You mean to tell me you can't give me 10 steps to prosperity? No, I can only give you one. Okay, what's the one? It's Jesus' finished work. Too simple. It's too charismatic. I need the Latin, the Greek, the Serbian, the Croatian, the Singlish, the Malaysian English. Jesus was doing this to us, church. He says, the season you are entering is the season that I have made for you. It's not the one you make for yourself. You need to get rid of, you know, we've gotten rid of a self-made millionaire. How about we get rid of a self-made Christian? How about we get rid of, you know, of self-made prosperity, self-made failure. It's about Jesus. The season you are in now is a season of unmerited favor. And when you are under unmerited favor, you start to make unmerited goals. That means that this God, how in the world are you going to do that? I don't know, but I am in a season where God makes the I don't know happen. Take your eyes off yourself. 2018 is ticking away. Why don't we leave self-effort in 2018? Why don't we learn all of the stuff? I am trying to. The key is this: unmerited, effortless growing comes from the finished work of Jesus Christ. Today, just before we pray for you, would you do something really dramatic? Why don't you stop relying on you and start relying it on the finished work of Jesus? The reason I am under grace is because Jesus made it finished. So you know what that means? When Satan comes up and he starts to condemn you and he goes, look what you are. He goes, it's not about me. It's about Jesus' finished work. Oh, he can't get you there. Okay. You're in church. Well, if you really, really pray a lot harder with more intensity, you know, it's like you haven't been to the for a while. I really sensed this, and I was praying this morning as a church, as individuals, I'm entering this brand new season that I am under His grace. I am under Luke 4:18. I am under hope. I am under healing. I am under forgiveness. I am under acceptance. I am under all of these things, because when I am under, nothing else can pick me for their own use. So I want you to release yourself. I want you to go, okay, 2018, things maybe haven't worked out for you. Well, that's okay, because 2019 is a brand new year. And now that we understand the season we are in, we are under the season where it's all about Jesus. Why don't you just bow your heads with me? Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, with no trying, no effort, nothing of our own. Father, I once was under sin, and sin picked me for all of these things. But I am no longer under sin. I am under grace. So, Father, today I choose that I'm not going to work on my self-effort. I'm not going to try to improve under the circumstances that are not according to your word. But Father, today I am going to totally rely on the finished work of Jesus. Because you see, when Jesus spoke, He went and He said, today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. What He was saying to them, He goes, you can enter it in now. You don't have to wait. See, when Jesus said, hey, you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait until your prayer life goes up. But it's going to go up. You don't have to pray until your reading life goes up. Yeah, and it's going to go up. But what you do is you rely on Jesus. What you're saying is this: God, I can't do it, but you can. God, can you all just listen? Look at me for a second. Listen. When you say, I can't do it, you're not saying, I don't want to have that life. What you're saying is, this is what I want, but I can't get it. See, we're not saying this, God, I can't. We're not saying, I won't. But you know what you're saying? God, I want what you got, but in my own effort, I can't do it. So it's not saying, oh God, I can't do it. I'm just going to sit down and let everybody go. What we're saying is, God, I still want that, but the way I am now going to go for, I can't do it on my energy. I can't do it on my willpower. So when I'm saying, God, I can't, I'm saying, God, I am entering your finished work. So what I could not get, I now can get. So it's an absolute positive. So Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, with every head bowed, every eye closed. Jesus, we can't. In our effort, we cannot live up to the standard that you have. In our own effort, we can't possess the promises that you have given us. In our own effort, we can't. But but the finished work of Jesus. Father, I am giving you my strength, and now I'm taking on your grace. I'm saying goodbye to self-effort. I'm saying goodbye to manipulation. I'm saying goodbye on envying others that have what I really, really want. I'm saying goodbye to all that, and I am saying to you, Father, that I am entering a brand new season, and it's a season of the favor of the Lord. It's a season where I start to live what I don't deserve. It's a favor where no condemnation can live in my life. It's a year where all my mistakes start to run away from me instead of running to me. It's a year where all the back up things are going to move. Why don't we stand? As I was praying for you, I got a word for a couple of you people that you feel like you've missed out in life. I can actually pick you out, but I'm running. I just want to start praying. There are a few of you here that when you look back, you go, I missed out on that promise. You ticked it off. You missed out on that promise. Tick it off. I missed out on that promise. And you sort of feel like that you've had these opportunities, but now they're gone. Now they're gone. And there's been a sorrow. I've got a good news for you. Every time God has given you a promise and you didn't receive it, it got dammed up. There was a dam. And some of you, the picture that I saw was the dam breaking. So God is saying this, everything that you think you've lost, I have kept. Every opportunity that you feel like, I missed out on that, I missed out on that, I missed out on that. God says, the dam is going to break. You thought that it went into the sea of forgetfulness, but it went into a water that had a dam. And God says, I'm storing it, I'm storing it, I'm storing it, I'm storing it. And I prophesy over you today that this year, your dam is going to break. 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 This is what we're going to do now. I've got Victor and Gloria, part of our pastoral team, AJ, Silva, Jesse. We're going to anoint you with oil. Now, the power is not in the oil. The power is what the oil represents. See, the power is not in a bit of wood that Jesus died on. The power was in Jesus. So it's not a bit of stick that heals you. But when you see the stick, you go, wow, Jesus died on that. It was Jesus that hung on that because that represents Him. So we're going to pray for you. You know, this is what I'm praying for. This is in my heart. I pray that every dam that is in your life is going to break. I'm praying that not only that, but plus more. I'm praying for restoration of families. I am praying that there are loved ones that you love that are not going the way you know that God's picked them for that and they're going. I'm praying for your health. I'm praying for your finances. I am praying that some of your investments that you have invested in that have been going downward will all of a sudden go up. I am praying that where you're working, that you will be the head and not the tail. I am praying that all your days are going to be blessed. This is what and the last thing I'm praying for is this, that we will not be running after things, but all the things will come running after us. But with that, I need to give you a warning. When God starts to bless you, that's where persecution starts. I don't want any false expectation here. The moment you get blessed, everybody that's not blessed will have a go at you. I need to tell you that because some of you are going to get really blessed. See, the person that's never had a promotion will get upset at you because you have a promotion. The person that hasn't got a great marriage will be upset at you because you've got a great marriage. See, the moment that Jesus started to bless, persecution came. I just feel this in my heart because God's going to elevate you. But you need to be prepared. So anytime somebody has a go at you, it is because they're not having a go at you, they're having a go at the blessing of God in your life. Okay? Come on, okay? I don't want you to go down, I want you to go up. So Father, right now, I just release the anointing of God upon this house. I release the anointing of God upon every family. I release it in Jesus' name. I release it in Jesus' name. Father, over every family, I break every word that has been spoken over you. I break every witchcraft curse that people have put on you. I break every feeling, every accusation, everything that is not in accordance to the living, powerful, uncondemning word of God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. If you need prayer, you want prayer, you want us to pray over you, the worship team is just going to be singing and worshiping. I just want you to come down in front. You can come. This is what I love. Bring your whole family. And we're going to pray. We're going to believe for you. I think it was Alice that mentioned there's a faith level here today. There's a faith level here. You're not going to walk out the same. So as the worship team ministers, why don't you come? Why don't you come?